A key part highlighted in the communique is the Dominican Republic's pledge to adhere to the One China principle. The document says the Dominican Republic has severed its ties with Taiwan as of Tuesday and only recognizes the government of the People's Republic of China as the sole legal government representing the whole of China. It adds that the Dominican Republic recognizes that Taiwan is an inalienable part of Chinese territory. Speaking at a joint news conference, Chinese State Councilor and Foreign Minister Wang Yi has applauded the move by the Dominican side.
Adhering to the One China policy is a recognized norm of China in its international relations, the universal consensus of the international community, and the fundamental foundation for establishing and developing relations between China and any other country. The Dominican Republic has made a decisive decision to accept and promise to adhere to the One China principle and establish diplomatic relations with China without any condition. This important and correct decision is in line with the development trends of history and the times. It conforms to the fundamental norms of international laws and relations. We highly appreciate that.
The decision by the Dominican Republic was revealed in a presidential announcement just half an hour before the signing ceremony. Dominican Foreign Minister Miguel Vargas called the switching of ties from Taipei to Beijing an important step for the Caribbean country.
This is about a step forward in the execution of a more assertive Dominican foreign policy in line with national interests. From today on, our states recognize themselves reciprocally, and consequently, we will exchange ambassadors in the near future.
Vargas suggests the establishment of diplomatic relations now opens the door for a lot more potential cooperation.
We appreciate China's role in international and regional affairs. We would like to work with China to enhance mutual trust, strengthen communication, and launch cooperation in trade, investment, tourism, and education. We will also strengthen multilateral efforts to start a new era of China-Dominican strategic cooperation and contribute to world peace and development.
Speaking in response, Wang Yi says the move will help benefit the whole of Latin America.
The establishment of diplomatic ties between China and Dominican Republic means unprecedented opportunities to Dominican Republic. With both sides unleashing cooperation potential, the opportunities will be transformed into reality, bringing concrete benefits to over 10 million Dominican people. The new diplomatic ties will inject new vitality to the cooperation between China and Latin America.
Despite not having official ties, the Dominican Republic was China's largest business partner in the Caribbean last year. China was the Dominican's second largest source of imports, with bilateral businesses having already approached $2 billion through 2017. For CRI, this is Fu Yu.